can't stop thinking about this morning. Your hands on my body driving me wild with need. Your lips on tongue gently licking and sucking my nipples. Oh, slowly moving down in concert with your hands pulling my panties aside to tease my clit as my hips move of their own accord. I know I'm not allowed to come without permission, but I almost slip as you ever so slowly drag your tongue over my wet pussy. It's been a week already, and I'm so sensitive that even that light touch is sweet torture. Oh, you know me so well, though. You stop just before the point of no return, while I desperately beg for you to let me come. Oh, please, God, I need it. Please, please, please let me come. Oh, without a word, you pull away from me, letting my panties cover me again. I lay there panting, aching with need, until you reach down and brush your fingers over my panties, feeling just how wet you've made me. They're soaked, and they cling to me like a second skin, just the way you like them. You tell me to get on my knees, and I comply, hoping that this time you'll allow me release. Oh, I feel the head of your cock pressed against me through the wet fabric. I know you're already slippery with pre-cum as you press hard enough that even through the panties you enter me just a bit. I shudder, and you pull away. You remind me that there will be dire consequences if I come without your permission, and then move back, rubbing the head of your cock up and down my pussy through the fabric of my panties. Oh, I'm out of my mind with need, begging for permission to come, until you tell me that if I ask one more time, the answer is no for another week. I bite my lips, knowing if I open my mouth, I'll only beg again. I need to come so badly. I feel you pull aside the fabric again and push the head of your cock up to my pussy, just the barest hint inside. Then you slide past the entrance and rub the entire length of your cock. Oh, over my swollen, needy clit. Oh, I move against you, trying to get more of that, oh, amazing sensation. Oh, and you pull back. Oh, and you do it again. Oh, you know, if you do that much more, I won't be able to hold back. I know how much it turns you on to deny me the orgasm. I'm desperately fighting. Oh, your cock is hot. Oh, and pulsing against me. I know you're gonna come soon, and out of pure need I slip. Oh, please, sir, may I come? Please. No. Since you can't seem to follow simple instructions, the answer will be no for another week. Oh, oh, tears of desperation roll down my cheeks as I hold back the orgasm. Oh, that's about to break over me. As you stroke my clit with your cock. Oh, fucking the length of my slit. Oh, rubbing your sticky pre-cum all over my pussy. On the panties I'm still wearing. Since you've misbehaved so badly today, I'm not even gonna allow you to feel my cock inside you, you tell me, as you grind harder against my pussy, daring me to come when you've ordered me not to. Oh, I feel you getting closer. I'm closer, and I'm barely hanging on. I just, I can't hold much longer. Oh, and I feel the change in rhythm. And then you're shooting hot. Oh, sticky ropes of cum all over my pussy. Oh, inside my panties. Oh, so much it's running down my thighs. Oh, I'm both incredibly grateful. Oh, and unbelievably frustrated. Knowing that in another few seconds I wouldn't have been able to stop it. I would have come. You know I need it so badly. You've left me throbbing. The feeling, oh, of my panties soaked in my juices and your cum sliding slickly against my pussy is almost enough to put me over the edge, and you know it. Oh, by the time I've calmed down enough to think, you've recovered, and you're laying out my clothes for the day. Of course, it's a blouse and a very, very short skirt. The only thing you say to me as you leave the room is, "You'd better not change your panties."